After the trial, Dr. Reif went back to his research work in his laboratory. Penicillin was the first antibiotic to be discovered and put on the market. Many doctors were more interested in giving their patients antibiotics than looking at using an instrument which would use frequencies to destroy organisms. Antibiotics were seen as a panacea that would solve all of mankind's health problems, and enormous amounts of money were being poured into their development and into the pockets of the doctors that prescribed them. Under these circumstances, the interest in Dr. Reif's technology began to fade. Use of Reif's discoveries from 1938 to 1944 continued quietly among a few doctors who had his frequency instruments. In 1940, Mrs. Bridges, who had been donating to Reif's research laboratory, died. The money from Henry Timken was no longer there. Dr. Milbank Johnson died suddenly in 1944. Because he was the head of the AMA in Southern California, his influence had made it possible for the doctors to use the frequency instruments. With his death, pressure was put on these doctors to use antibiotics, which were considered the conventional medical treatment for disease. They were told not to use the frequency instruments anymore. Reif eventually closed down his lab.